This goes to Dr. Renfer, R-E-N-F-E-R. Fax is 989-463-1534 regarding Pamela Coble, C-O-B like boy, L-E, date of birth 1/24/1944. Dear Dr. Renfer, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Coble with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, COPD, congestive heart failure, and Parkinson's disease. She's on continuous oxygen, 2 liters. Currently, she's using the Inogen, I-N-O-G-E-N, on-demand oxygen delivery device. And she does have Parkinson's disease and ambulates with a walker. No recent falling episodes, and she reports that she's been feeling fairly well recently. She does have some memory issues, and her son is here with her to help clarify the medication use and help her answer questions appropriately. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Chronic shortness of breath, and she's oxygen dependent. No current chest pain, no edema. She does have a tremor that is constant, almost constant. No recent falls, and she requires a walker to ambulate. Medications, I want to highlight the Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Valsartan is 40 milligram a day. Torsamide, 20 milligram daily. Midodrine, 5 milligram twice a day. She takes Sinemet, 25/250, 5 times a day. Albuterol inhaler, nebulizer. Trelegy Ellipta daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam. Weight is 142 pounds, and that's a 7-pound increase since December 30th, her last visit. Pulse is 64. Oxygen saturation is 96% on 2 liters of nasal cannula oxygen. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/64. Lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender without ascites, and trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Constant tremors of the head and arms during assessment. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 12, 2026. Creatinine 1.44, estimated GFR is 36, calcium 9.4, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.5, sodium 139, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 29. White count is 4, platelets 159,000. Hemoglobin is 9.4. Previous level was 10.1, but hematocrit 31.3. We can't intervene until the hematocrit is less than 30. Epigen or iron will not be covered unless the hemoglobin is less than 10 and the hematocrit is less than 30. And we are doing monthly lab studies, so we will be able to monitor those levels. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, and levels are stable. There's no uremic symptoms. Two, anemia. We will be monitoring the CBC monthly. She may require some RNS or iron study. We'll do iron studies also if that level is less than 30 on the hematocrit and the hemoglobin is less than 10 again in 1 month. Three, COPD, oxygen dependent. Unchanged, and for Parkinson's disease, stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.